Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, with the words of Tahor, Tameh V'Nosar, Upigal Asar. Someone who says something is Tahor, something is Tameh, something is Nosar, that is going to be Asar Mitzad his Neder. It's important to note, just an introduction about the halachas of Hatfasa. We discussed that the way to create a Neder is by generally a person states that something is going to be Asr, like a korban. That's a classic example of something which you explicitly say something is going to be asr to you, and therefore you create it, it's going to be right. You're comparing it to a korban. That's a simple declaration of a neder. However, if one does link something to an item which inherently is going to be asr, that is not going to work. If a person says this is going to be like a korban because that's something which is not inherently asr, you had to create it, and therefore you make it a neder, that hatfasa is going to work. However, if you make it, you say like this is going to be like chazer to me, that is going to be something which does not create the neder, since chazer is inherently asr. So again, this is an important idea of the concept of hatfasa, that it has to be latching onto something which can be created through a neder. So it's important to note that as an introduction to the hamsheikh of our Gemara, our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shulames Bas Yaakov. So says the Gemara, Bai Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama says, Harei alai kebaser zivch. And by the way, I just explained it Lashita Saran. Other Rishonim disagree, but that's how we're going to explain the idea of hatfasa. Bai Rami Bar Chama. If a person says, let this meat be to me like a shlamim after the throwing of its blood. So the meat of a shlamim may not be eaten until you throw the blood, the zrika. Afterwards it's allowed to be eaten, and that some are given to the kohanim, and other parts are eaten by the Yisraelim. So the Gemara says, Mao, so what's the halacha? Does the object become asr, or is it going to be okay? So the Gemara says, if you said it in the exact neder of these words, which you just said, you're associating the object with something which is mutter. That's just saying, like, let this be mutter to me. So what type of neder is that? Clearly, that's not going to be a neder whatsoever, because the meat of a shlamim is permitted after the blood had been thrown. So there is no shayla for Rami Bar Chama's. There's no place for Rami Bar Chama's question whatsoever. It says the Gemara, Ella, we're saying the following. Kegon de machis bazar zivche shlamim. I'm referring to a case where meat of a shlamim offering, whose blood has already been thrown, was lying in front of the noder. Machis de tiragabein, also a permitted object, let's say like a piece of bread or something like that, was also nearby. V'amar ze kazeh, and the person said about the piece of bread is like the shlamim. That's what we're discussing over here. That's the question, is the question of hatfasa, that your person, is he associating with the bread, the shlamim? And that's the question. So what do you mean? My bikaro kamatvis. Is he discussing the case of the essential part of shlamim, which is in its previous state, which had been asr, or now, right now, the shlamim is mutter, so therefore, be'atera kamatvis, or is he doing it with a permitted state of the meat, which is right now, and therefore he's like saying, like, let it be like something which is in its current state, which means nothing. Let this be permitted, like the original tzad that we had was clearly muta. Everyone agrees to that. So that was the question over here. Is again, if we were discussing the shlamim itself, and the shlamim had already been makariv, and you're already in the permitted state, and you're saying, let this be something like be like this. So let this be the if we're talking about. A person says in his neder that you're saying a permitted object, the meat of a shlamim, is permitted after it's been thrown, so there's no shayla. But we're saying, if we're referring to the piece of bread, and then you had the piece of meat in front of you, and so we're wondering, are you going back to the original state of the shlamim, or are you in the state which would therefore be a hatfasa, and your neder would be valid on this piece of bread, or not? That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tashma, we can bring a raya. Amar Rava, Tashma, Nosar Pigal. If one person says that a food item of Nosar Pigal, it's usher to eat it. So the Gemara says, turning out the next time, your base is an olive. V'ha Nosar Pigal, achar zrikas damimu. Now, our Mishnah told us that when it comes to Nosar and Pigal, really, they were trying to point out that the Ikaraya is from Nosar, not from Pigal. But Nosar is something, what is Nosar? Nosar is a piece of meat that was left over beyond the time that you're allowed to eat it. So like a korban is allowed to eat it for 1 day or 2 days. So the korban, let's say, that was allowed to eat it in 1 day. So now you expired, you finished, you didn't eat it in the right time, and you only had 1 day to eat it. So now what happens to it? There's a mitzvah deraisa to get rid of it. That's a mitzvah deraisa to get rid of it. And so now, if we saying that if a person is noder on nosar, so if a person says, let this be like nosar, so then if it's based on its understanding of a literal understanding, then there wouldn't be a neder, because you're be matvis b'davar usr, that is something which is inherently usr. Again, we pointed out, a person that let this be like chazer, that is not a valid neder. It needs to be something which can be created through your words, can be like a neder. That is the only way you could create a neder. So here, the Mishnah is clearly telling us that the object of nosar must be referring to, a person who's referring to nosar is telling us that it's referring to the state before the zrika, when it was usr, and that is going to be valid. So if we see that a person is making a neder now, even though we're talking about the time of nosar is afterwards, so that it goes back to the original state. So to our question of Rabbi Bar Chama, it should go back to the original state, and a person should be, that should be a valid neder when he makes the neder on the piece of bread. So it says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Huna b'rei Rav Nasan, b'nosar shel ola. The Mishnah is referring to a case of a nosar of an ola, which is going to be, always remains its in original state. Meaning an ola never becomes permitted and never becomes permitted to eat. Rather, it's after it's brought to the throne, the meat is brought on the mizbeach. So therefore, one is making a neder with regards to nosar of an ola has always ushered it, and therefore there is no raya from this case because referring to an ola. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, imkein listening b'vasar ola. But the Mishnah should teach us that the noder is referring specifically to the meat of an ola. The Mishnah mentions nosar, which seems to indicate all different types of karbanos. So why are you specifying, why are you not specifying ola if that was the only case with this Mishnah should work? So it says Gemara, lo mi bayi kamar. The Mishnah is saying that we don't even need to mention it. Meaning, lo mi bayi basar ola, it's not necessary for us to tell us one who associated an object with the meat of an ola, the usher, that he's forbidden by his neder to eat it, the hakbar karban kamat, because clearly you are associating with a davar which is noder, because a korban obviously is not inherently asr, it's something that you made asr by making it a korban, and nosar pigal to ola itzricha. So we're talking about a case where one associated an object with nosar pigal of an ola, that's necessary to teach us that it's asr by his neder to eat it, because salkadait techamina, I might have thought that iser nosar pigal, that the object be treated like the inherently iser nosar and iser pigal. As we pointed out, pigal is usar before and is only matir through dam. So we're not going to get to pigal. Really, we're going to focus on nosar being the ikar raya. So we shouldn't even take it out. Pigal v'havilei b'matvis b'davar ha'usar. So, and then he's considered like someone who's associating the object with something which is inherently asr, velo mitzar, and accordingly, then it would not be a valid neder, because again, the neder is never, hadfasa is never gonna work with something which is inherently asr. It's only a davar another, something which is, going to be something you can make usr to yourself. Kamash Blanz, the Mishnah is telling us that the noder is associating the object with the korban, the carries its qualification of noser and pigel, not the actual isser of noser and pigel, and therefore it's mutter. So really, we're saying over here that the lashon of noser and pigel, really noser though, it doesn't mean the actual isser noser in the lashon of the noder, rather it means that the state of the korban, which is not going to be discussing the isser, and therefore it's going to be usher. So we really don't bring a raya from over here because we're saying that this is not really discussing the same case. We're not saying that it goes back to the essential halacha, but rather that this is what the person meant when he says davar, when he says lashon of noser. So now the Gemara says meisive. Meisive is a little bit difficult over here. We had a question. We had bayi rami bar chama. So the Shita Mekabetis points this out. He brings this as one of the other lashonos that Rishonim use, that lashon adarim is mishuna, that is lashon adarim is different, that it's said over differently. So this is one of the rayas. The Gemara usually, when you have a bayi, the Gemara always brings down tashma. So again, this is another raya that the lashonos of nadarim are a little bit different. It shouldn't really be meisve because we had a question and we're trying to answer it. So anyway, the lashon either way is the lashon of meisve. Ezu isra mar b'tara. The formulation of a neder which is ushered based on the Torah, meaning how can a person make a neder through hatfasa? This is how we're understanding it. That how do we have a hatfasa that works? Amar hareni shelo ochel basar v'shelo eshtu yayin. If a person says, I'm undertaking myself that I shouldn't eat meat or drink wine today. So we're discussing over here, the Rebbe is really discussing a case of that's a shiloh over here, because you know, hareni shouldn't be, lashon hareni is more lashon of shvua. So really, whatever it is, you're trying to asr meat and wine on yourself. Ki yom shemez bo aviv. The day if your father had, Reuven's father had died. So that is a, this is the Tana is telling us the father died to allude to the fact that the day father died is the day that he's going to be not be eating. But this is one of the sources in Shas, by the way, that the minug, the Truma Sedeshin, brings us down. Ashkenazim, the real Ashkenazi minug was always to fast on a yahrzeit. And many Litvakas are still do Abizman Azeh. The Chassidim changed around the whole practice that you should have a lachaim and you should have that, all that. So that's a shiloh where exactly they come from. I know that they say B'Shei Rav Yaakov, that he thinks that the original source for that minug was that, just like, let's say, on Erev, we're in a weak door, so we don't fast. So on Erev, on Erev Pesach also we're supposed to be fasting, but what do we do? So the minhag became that it's a heter batan and Erev Poskim, but the minhag became came out everybody goes to a seal. I'm not familiar with anybody who fasts on Erev Pesach b'zman hazeh who's a bechor. That's the minhag olam, is that we don't fast b'zman hazeh, we make a seal. So Rav Yaakov thinks that that was always the minhag, and then somehow the siyum got erased from that, and people just make a lechayim without the siyum. So he thinks you should be making a siyum if you're not going to be eating. Okay, I didn't ask my granduncle Shlita about what the reason, because I don't know if he makes a siyum dafka, but the minhag of many follow the chassidish practice, which is a lot easier, obviously, that the person on the yard site brings a lechayim, brings cakes, cookies, whatever it is, and they make a lechayim. Anyway, so but this is one of the sources of the Gemara, the person was fasting. So a person over here, or Yom Shemes Barabba. Apparently, that's also an Indian. Is that people fast on a day where their Rebbe, the Rebbe Muvak, had died. Interesting practice. Kiyom Shenerag Gedaliah ben Achikam, or the day which Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed on the third day of Tishrei. The Gedaliah ben Achikam was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar over the last remaining Jews in Eretz Yisrael after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. So this had a whole tree. He was ended up being killed and ended up basically leading to the Jews being totally expelled from Eretz Yisrael, which was the last hope for that time period. So therefore, that is a fast day. Some say that was really on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's really pushed off to Gimel Tishrei because you don't want to fast on Rosh Hashanah. But either way, that's the fast of Gedaliah ben Achikam. Kiyom Sharisi Yishalayim B'Chorbana, or the day which you saw Yerushalayim in its destruction, is a very fascinating thing. And this also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some have the practice that the person is supposed to, the very first day which he sees Chorban Yerushalayim, you're supposed to be fasting on that day. So I don't know, Baruch Hashem, for me, I was much younger, so it's not Shaykh. But some people who never been to Eretz Yisrael and they're older already, that would be an interesting halacha. Yamar Shmuel, Vihu Shneder Bosayam. This is true only if the person who's making the neder was bound by neder by meat and wine on the day which he was referring to. Shmuel's adding that the neder, if you want to make this valid, the person who's making the neder, he has to have previously made a neder of meat and wine on this specific day. And then if the subsequent days, then you declare that you're going to be bound by the neder as he had before, then it's going to be a tfasa through the original neder. So this would apply even if a person doesn't say explicitly you're going to not have meat and wine, but just let this be like today, as it previously was. So the Gemara now is going to bring out the raya. Hey chidami. So what are we referring to? So the Ran gives example. Let's say we're talking about the Sunday, which is the Sunday, the first Sunday of Nisan. Okay, his father died on the first Sunday of Nisan. And several years later, on the first day of Nisan, he says, let this be like the first day of Nisan. We're assuming that you weren't fasting in between. And now, so your person didn't fast for 5 years. And then, 5 years later, decides, let this be like this day. What do you mean, which day? If it's the day like last year, you didn't fast last year. Rather, he had in mind to go back 5 years. Viktani Asa, the Brisa teaches us that the Noder is going to be Asr by his Neder of Atfasa. So what do we see from over here? Shema Minab, Ikaru Matvis, because we have a few Sundays here to discuss. We have the Sunday of the first day of Nisan, which happened last year, and the Sunday a year before, and the Sunday before. Only three, let's say 4 years ago is when you made the Neder not to fast. So the Gemara is saying that we go back to, the Brisa is telling us that we go back to the original state. If we're going back to the original state, so the Gemara is saying we see that Shema Minah, that you go back to the essential state, which is the first time, and therefore we have a raya to go back to the original state. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Hachi Itmar. Now Shmuel's explanation of Brisa was actually we can change it, won't be a raya. Because Amar Shmuel, Vehu Shinadarbo Uvayosam Vehelav. The Brisa is discussing where, no, not what we just said that it was an interim where you weren't fasting, but rather it's been where you're fasting every single day. Meaning every day of that year, meaning the first of Nisan, every day of that year, a person had been fasting on the Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, that would be a neder through Hatfasa, and that would be something which is going to be Aser. Based on that, the Brisa has no proof whether a person making the neder is going to be Aser. Lechora, the question then becomes, what's the Brisa teaching us? If it's just saying like it was at this point last year, then what exactly is there any chiddush whatsoever? So the Gemara here doesn't really discuss that. What's the chiddush? The Gemara in Shavuos, parallel Gemara, actually does ask this question. The Gemara says that there is a chiddush because Ledeya ben Gedaliah ben Achikam would have thought that that day is, it's inherently Aser without his neder because it's a Tanis Tzibor. Kamash Malan, that it apparently is something which is not inherently Aser. Maybe we accept it upon ourselves as a fast, but not inherent, we don't call it inherently Aser, even though Midarabanan, we do keep these fasts, but apparently that's what we hold, so we therefore don't have a answer to the question. So says now the Gemara another proof. Amar Avina, Tashma, we can bring another Raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kichalas Aaron uchushumosa mutar. If a person says this is going to be like Aaron's challah or Aaron's truma, it's permitted to eat the food because this is considered a hatfasa bedavar that usser, something which is inherently usser, not something which you can make a neder on. You can tell me though, truma is something which you separate. So the Ran explains that no, that at the end of the day, challah and truma are things which itself really are, you're just showing your megala which coin you're giving it to. But really, inherently, it's for the Kohanim. And therefore, it's something which is always inherently usher. And therefore, it's going, meaning it was beforehand usher, you're just giving it to, it's gonna, giving it to the coin. That's not going to be considered something which you're changing its status. And therefore, it's not called a davar anoder. And it's going to be considered inherently usher. So the Gemara says, how could truma's lachmei toda? But if you would say, like the truma of breads of a toda, a korban toda is an animal that you bring 40 breads with it. The breads are divided into four categories. 10 of them are going to be chametz, 10 of them are matzah, 10 of them are going to be kiki matzah, and 10 of them are going to be the ones that you cook. So the Gemara says, well, all type of matzahs, three different types of matzahs, and then one type of actual chametz bread. So the Gemara says, usher. So that would be usher to eat the fruit because that would be considered something which is going to be a davar hanoder. So that's going to be davar hanoder, and therefore it's going to be a valid neder. So now turning on to Yad Beis, the Gemara says, veha truma slach metoda lachas rikas damim hi. But the truma of the toda breads is usually only done after throwing the blood of the korban, and at that point the truma is permitted by Kohanim. So lachora, the way that the, if we're understanding, let's just give a background over here, that the zrika of an animal of the toda is the essential act of the avoda. The completion of this act would make the other points, the meat and the accompanying bread, permitted for eating. From that point onwards, the Kohanim are allowed to eat that bread, and Kohanim are not allowed to eat the truma bread before the zrika. There is no purpose in separating them before the zrika, and therefore they would only wait till afterwards. So the lashon that we're saying over here is that lechora that we're seeing that only that we're going that we see over here that there's a neder through the truma of the breads is effective is we're going lechora the idea that he's going after the ikar point. The one makes a neder through atfasa. He's referring to the essential point. That's what we're seeing over here because otherwise it would be something which would not be noder. So the Gemara says, Ema, that the Mishnah's halacha is going to be an Aaron's truma, is going to be only Ketruma Salishka. It's referring to someone who makes says it's like the truma of Truma Salishka. Truma Salishka was a person who used to give a maxis shekel every year to the korbanos of the tzibor and different things that the Beis HaMikdash needed. So since they were generally had more than they needed, so the remaining money, which would be used towards upkeep, they basically make those other expenses. So the Gemara says, usher, that he'd be usher to eat it, this truma can certainly would be, to serve as a neder because atvasa would, since it's always going to be in its iser state. So now, we're not getting into the case of lachmei toda, which was, had an heter state and an usher state, and therefore we're going back to the original state of an iser, and that's what we're referring to, and then you have a raya, rather referring to something which was kolkulo usher, which is the truma salishka case. However, so then the Gemara says, but if that's the case, then what would it be? Then you're saying that Truma Salishka Toy Damaim. What are you going to tell me? It would be permitted because we're not going after the essential state. So then the Mishnah should teach you, Litne Lachme Toda. The Mishnah should teach us that like the Truma of Toda breads, he's permitted to eat his friend's food. Vikolshakin Trumason. And then we would know certainly, like Aaron's Truma, you'd be permitted to eat it. For even the Truma of the Toda breads, which is really, which was ushered by a Neder, would not be the source of the Neder of Hatfasa. Certainly the case of Aaron's Truma, which was never ushered by a Neder, can never sort, serve as the source. So since the Mishnah says it's halacha with regards to Aaron's Truma, lechora the implication is that Truma of the bread of a toda is going to be lechora a davar anoder, which would be valid. So says the Gemara, Trumas lachmei toda, Trumasahi, the Truma of Toma bread is included in the category of Aaron's Truma. So when the Mishnah tells us that Aaron's Truma cannot serve as a source for this, it's actually referring not only to the Truma, but also to the Truma of the toda bread. So that was the first answer over here. So that was the original answer. So now the Gemara is going to suggest another answer. Ve'ibais ema trumas lachmei toda nami kodem zrikas damimhu. That the truma of a toda bread can even be before the throwing of the blood of the korban. Kigon dafrishin abalisha in a case where one separates the truma breads while they're still in a state of dough, meaning while you're kneading them. The Gemara is going to prove that the truma of a toda bread does not have to be separated after the zrika, but could be separated before, which was going to therefore then not tell me that we had a heter state and an usher state, but if you had them before, so if it's allowed to be after and before, so then the Gemara is telling us that you don't have a raya That it's going to be a case where it was originally usher and then made into heter, and they were going right to the original case, and that's why the neder is mutter. Rather, we're talking about a case over here which is a neder through hatfasa, and even though that they're going to be something which they were designated right away, and therefore it's going to be going to be something which you can make the neder. And since this is a case which the shumer beds were going to be that source, then Aaron's shuma is going to be something which is going to be invalid. So that's what we're telling us over here in this ibais ema, the answer of the Gemara right now. So the Gemara says, V'chi ha de amar Rav Tuvi bar Kisna amar Shmuel lach by the shavin bar b'chabel. So the Gemara questions whether that's even true though. If someone bakes the toda breads of four, meaning we're assuming right now you can separate them at the earlier stage. The Gemara is questioning that source. If one baked the toda breads of the large loaves of chametz, right? So then yata, you're going to be yotze. So it's clear from Rav Tuvi's explanation that the truma may be separated while the breads are going to be dough. Sorry, the Gemara is bringing a raya. Now we're not questioning. The Gemara is bringing a raya that is the case. So the Gemara says, but wait a second though. Now we have a kasha. V'aksi v'arbaim. It says that 40 breads must be accompanied by the toda. So he told us that if he says he made it in arba chalos, four crazy big loaves, that would be yotze, like the, you know, like the rebbe loaves, the really long ones. So you make four instead of 40 smaller loaves. The Gemara says, l'mitzvah, really, midaraisa, it works if you did four large loaves. However, there's an extra mitzvah, the Gemara will often use that with regards to kachim, that there's a way to be yotze, and there's a way to do it properly, meaning you're yotze the mitzvah, if you do it less, but lechatchila though, there's lechatchila midaraisa, as Rashi always points it out, that according to the, I think it's the Rashba's Gedder always quotes, that what is considered bal tigra, what's considered, meaning usually if I just don't do a mitzvah, lechora, how am I not, I'm just not yotze the mitzvah. So then, why is that bal tigra? So Shachar says, if you by on purpose doing something in a bidyavid fashion that works in a level d'oraisa, that's going to be considered bal tigra. So the example, let's say, if I, the korban that needs four sprinklings on the mizbeach, so arba matanos. If you do one, you're yotze. That's according to Machlokas, Beisham Zillah. If you do one, you're yotze. So if you did, or two, maybe. So if you did two, you're yotze. So then, if I do two lechachila on purpose, I could have done four, I just decided to be lazy and do two, says about Rashba, you're over bal tigra. So here also, that you a person should be baking them 40 breads. If you're just lazy and do four, you might be over according to the Rashba's Gedder bal tigra, but at the end of the day, it's yotze. You're yotze mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's what we see over here, that you're yotze mitzvah d'oraisa, and that's not a kasha. So now the Gemara is again, we're bringing it right from Rav Tuvi. So the Gemara says, v'ha b'ayla mishkal truma. Someone must take truma from the breads. How can each type of bread consist of only a single loaf? Again, we're asking Rav Tuvi's explanation of having four loaves. Tema d'shagal chad arifta al kula. You're going to tell me that you're going to have one bread as truma for all four of them. V'atnan echad mikol korban. The Torah tells us that you need one of each of the offerings of truma, so to be brought. So that shalo yitol mikorban al chaver. You're not allowed to bring truma from one to his friend. So v'chi tema, you're going to tell me d'shagal prusa mikol chad v'chad. They're going to tell me he takes a piece from each and every one of the four beds of Truma. I will respond to you, Vatznan, that Echad is going to teach you, Shalo Yitol Prusa, that you cannot take a piece of bread for Truma, but rather an entire loaf. So how can the Truma be taken from the Toda breads if they are baked only as four loaves? So there's again, another side question that we're dealing with on Rav Tuv over here. So the guy says, Ella Dafshinu Belisha. We're talking about someone who separated the truma breads while they are still in a state of dough, and he uses the first he takes, he needs the four types of dough, and then he divides each dough into 10 loaves of unbaked bread, and deshakil chadim mechametz, and he separates by taking one of the 10 chametz doughs, v'chadim in chalos, and one from the matzah, v'chadim in kikin, v'chadim revucha. And that's how you're able to take off truma. So this is how the truma can be taken off of the four types of dough that break this large bread. So what do we see from here, though? That the truma may be taken from the from a state of before this rika, and in that case, the truma can serve as a source which is going to be through a neder. It's going to be davar hanoder, and the Mishnah would not list the truma of lach b'toda as an invalid source. Therefore, you don't have a raya for whether or not a person making a neder is referring to the original state, the essential state, or the source where it's a current state. We don't have a raya for that, and therefore we're stuck without a raya. So now the Gemara continues and asks, Lema Ketanayim, we don't have a raya in Amorah. Maybe it's actually Machlokas Tanayim, whether or not a person who's making a neder is going back to the original source, or he's going to be discussing its current state, in which case the neder wouldn't be chal. Harei alai kevachor. In the case of someone who says, this meat is going to be like a bechor to me. So Rabbi Yaakov says that this meat is going to be usher to the neder. Rabbi Yehuda matir, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it's permitted. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, a bechor is can serve as a source for an item that's noder through hatfasa, but according to Yehuda, it won't be able to. So now Mara asks now, heichi dami. So what exactly is our case right now? We were talking about a case where the noder explicitly said that he's going to be like a bechor before that you throw the blood. So a person said, like, this is going to be like a bechor before the blood. So before I throw the blood, my tama daman shari. So that's clear hatfasa, and that should clearly work according likuli almi. Now a person can ask that when it comes to a bechor, which is something which is inherently usher, because a bechor is kedusha merechem. A bechor is something which is born with inherent and kedusha. So still, though, so the Rishonim explain the fact that a person has to be makdashit verbally, that's a din, a person should be makdashit verbally, even though it has an inherent kedusha the moment it's born, so then the halacha is, it's considered a davar hanodar. Interesting halacha over here. But now, Gemara is pointing out, so if you say that it's going to be, you say it's like lifnei zrikas damim before you brought the korban, then clearly the lashon of the neder should work. Now, if we're talking about after, if you say explicitly it should be after the Bechor Zrikas Damim, then my time of demand Asr. Why should it be Asr? Once the blood has been thrown, you've sprinkled the blood, the Bechor is going to be permitted, and therefore it should be not even a Davar Noder. So we're stuck. Like, how could there be machlokas about this case? So Gemara suggests now, Ella Laf, turning on to the next time now, Demachis Basar Bechor. We're talking about a case where the meat of a Bechor, whose blood had already been sprinkled, was lying in front of a person. And Machis Basar Da'ayach Kabeh, and meat of another animal was there. So what do you, it's very similar to the case, like that case of Ram Bar Chama, that's what we're trying to suggest, of the Kikar with the case of the Shlamim. The Amar B'zeh Kazeh, you say this meat should be like that one. So what did you mean? Did you mean that it's going to be Vitanayu? Did you mean that really it's going to be like the Isser state before the Zrika? Because that's the essential state of a Korban, and therefore it's going to be Asr to you. Or did you mean La'achar Zrika's Damim, which it's in its current state, and it's going to be permitted? So the Gemara suggests, no. Lo, Dekulei Alma Lifnei Zrika's Damim. Everybody agrees that we're speaking of a case where it was before the throwing of its blood. Umay Tamay Daman Deshari. And the one who says, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that this is going to be permitted. Why does he permit it? Amakra ki yidor, that a person makes a neder. Ad shiyidor b'davar another. And a person makes a neder on something which is vowed, meaning something which is going to be subject of a previous neder. Lafuke b'chor d'davar asru. B'chor, which is essentially asru, b'chor is automatically kadosh, meaning coming back onto our answer right now, that we said if b'chor is originally kadosh. No, the Gemara is pointing out that this is something which wasn't inherently kadosh, and therefore it's not considered davar another. Manda asar, he holds amakra l'ashem l'rabos davar asru. It says l'ashem. So therefore, this is going to specifically Bechor, is an exception to the rule that a person is allowed to make a davar, it's considered davar noder, even though it really has inherent kedusha and really usher to you, since you're commanded to verbally say it. So really what the Havamina was before was only according to the second mandamar over here. That's what we're saying. Okay, so we'll pick up with the mandashar, Bezrat Hashem, Amir Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.